Welcome to Sunday Inspiration Star 94.7 Podcast. I'm your host, Gail Stringer. Each week, we will be joined by wonderful guests who will share their testimonies and the goodness of God. I'm joined by my guest this morning, Evangelist Deborah Dow. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so happy to have you here as my guest this morning. Sister Deborah, could you tell me, well, share a little bit about yourself with us?
Well, my name is Deborah Dow. I am a native of Warren, Ohio. I have lived there all of my life. Recently moved to Columbus area. My husband and I, Pastor Gerald Dow, I've been married to Pastor Dow now for 33 years, this past August. And together we have three children, and we have been blessed to have our first grandchild, a grandson, Lil Jackson, who happens to be my heart. And I thank God for being raised in the church all of my life as well, under Pastor Nolan Brown for most of my life, and then a small amount of time under Pastor Neville. And then my husband felt led to start a ministry, and he had a ministry for 9 years at All Souls Body of Christ. So I thank God for how he has allowed me to learn and grow under such awesome men of God.
I know you have a very powerful testimony I would like for you to share with our listeners today, you know, to give them hope and know that God will never leave them nor forsake them, even in the time of trouble.
I have several, but I will tell you this. The one that comes to my mind is about my oldest son. I remember him calling me. He would call me every so often and just talk to me, and I felt led to tell him to anoint his office where he worked at. So I said, son, I said, just when you walk in the building, I said, get there early and anoint every area, the desk, chairs, everything where you work at. Not knowing why I felt led to do that, but I just told him to do it. And it was a little while after I told him to do that he was sitting at his desk at work, and a gentleman walked into the office, and he said, I need to talk to you. And my son was in a college in the admissions department. And the gentleman says, well, I need to talk to you, which people would come in off the street, you know, and want to come in and talk about going to school and getting admitted into school. And so it wasn't abnormal for that to happen. And praise God, I thank God my son at the time, you know, he was a saved young man recently. And he said, well, I'll tell you what, he said, I'm on the phone. He said, and when I'm finished, I'll talk to you. And the gentleman said, okay. And so he sat down, and my son said he heard a rustling of paper. And he said, something said, turn around. And when he turned around, the gentleman was taking a knife, a large butcher knife, out of his bag. And he just began to stab my son.
Oh, my goodness.
And he just continued to do it. And my son's not a small man. If anyone knows my husband, Pastor Dow, he's kind of a large man. But he wrestled him to the ground and got the knife away from him. But blood was everywhere. And my son got up to go to the restroom to see what had been struck with the knife and where the blood was coming from. And when he left, the gentleman acted like he was, like, knocked out. And after he came back, the gentleman had actually gotten up, and everybody thought he was knocked out, and they went to check on my son, and here he had gotten back up, and he had two more knives in that bag. And he proceeded to stab three more people.
Wow.
And by the grace of God, this is how good God is. He stabbed three more people, walked out of the office building, and was shot five times. But God is so good. No one died in that situation.
Hallelujah.
Not even a gentleman that was shot five times. And that let me know, you know, God said he'll go before us. And he did that in having my son, you know, anoint that area. I happened to be on a midnight shift at the time, and my sister called me, and she says, Debbie, she says, don't get upset. And I said, okay. And she said, I have to tell you something. And she told me And I can't tell you the peace of God that I had. I didn't panic. I didn't, you know, get too upset. My question to her was, is he okay? And she said, yes. And I said, okay. I said, it'll be all right. And do you know, because of the peace of God, I went back to sleep.
Wow, what a mighty God we serve. You know, I'm reminded of that scripture where it says, no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Now, it might form, like it formed that day in the office, but it did not prosper. What a mighty God.
That's right. And, you know, I think about how God gave me something a few years ago about the three Hebrew boys as I was studying it. And I thought about how they said, you know, didn't we cast three? He said, didn't we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? And he said, but I see four. He said, I see four men.
Thank you, Jesus.
And walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt.
No hurt.
And what God showed me was that Jesus went in with them. A lot of times we say, well, God showed up. No, he's already there, because the Bible tells us that he is a very present help in a time of trouble.
Come on now, teach us.
He didn't just show up. He was already there.
Already there.
So when the three Hebrew boys walked in, he walked in with them. And I have never forgotten that picture, because it was like a picture God showed me in my thoughts, and I've never forgotten it. So as I go through trials and tribulations, the one thing I do know is that he's already with me. I've held on to that for as long as, you know, since God gave it to me, I've held on to that. So I thank God for that. And I told my son, I said that the word tells us that he will never leave us nor forsake us, and we need to remember that and hold on to that.
That's so true, Sister Dow, because the things that the saints and just the people of God that are going through today, they need to know the power of prayer and know that God's word stands true today, still today. And it seems everything is rocking, and I mean, just going every which way, that it says, God, where are you? Sometimes I ask, God, come on now, I need you. But just knowing his word is true today.
Amen. And I, you know, one of my favorite stories in the Bible is about Joseph. And, you know, when Joseph was bought by Potiphar, and also when Joseph was put in prison, a lot of times I looked at that and I thought, how did he make it through that, you know? But if you read those scriptures in Genesis chapter 39, it says, and the Lord was with Joseph. When he was put in prison, the word says, but the Lord was with Joseph. So when Joseph was going through those things, the way he made it was God was with him. So if we know that when we're going through these different trials and tribulations, if God is with us, then we're going to make it through. But the hard thing is you can't see your way out.
Right.
That's blind trust.
That's the hard one right there.
Yeah.
When you can't see your way out.
When you can't see your way out. He said, what? Rest in me. And how do you rest in God? Well, you rest in him knowing that he's got it. Think about our children, you know, as little as they are. I have my grandson right now. He don't worry about nothing. He knows his grandma has it, and he just rests. He don't care about eating. He don't think about, you know, he's not worried about whether he's going to be fed. He's not worried about anything. He just sit back because he's like, grandma got it. He don't worry about it. And God wants us to have that same childlike faith. And I'm learning and growing in that area, and I'm praising God for that today, because trials and tribulations are not going to stop.
That was such a good illustration that you just made, Evangelist Dow, when you said your grandson, he's in your arms and he's resting because he know grandma has him.
Yeah.
And you know, that's the same thing that we have to know, that our Father has us. No matter what happens, he has us in the palm of his hand.
Amen.
Can you just encourage
our... And I'm so grateful for that.
Oh my God, yes. Can you just encourage our listeners today that may need hope out there today?
Amen. I just want to encourage someone today. You know, everything happens for a reason. And when you're in the dark moment, it's hard to see that the things that you're going through, a lot of times is preparation for where God is trying to take you. And if you just hold on to his word and remember that he says he will never leave you nor forsake you, even in a dark moment, he has it. Even when you can't see how he's going to fix it, God yet has it. So if we hold on to, I love to get a scripture down in my heart. And when I get that scripture down in my heart, it's like a stepping stone. Every step I take, I take it on that word of God. And so you have to have the word down in your heart because it will carry you through whatever it is that God that you're going through. So I just want to encourage someone today, hold on to God through the word, and God will take you through.
Wow, what a mighty word. Evangelist Dow, thank you so much for being our guest this morning. I'm sure our listeners enjoyed you.
Thank you so much for having me. God bless you, and hopefully I'll see you soon.
Be sure to tune in to the next podcast right here on 947-star.com.